for our little archive, our snapshot of the 30th September 2008. It's 11 minutes past eight. Now, were you listening earlier on the show when we were talking to the inspirational Sonia, one of our newsmakers, telling her story of how she's coping with oral cancer? Her story extraordinary. She didn't go to the dentist for 5 years. She believed if there'd been an NHS dentist, she could have had this spotted earlier, and is basically saying to all of us, go to the dentist. If you can, it can make all the difference. And she's coping with losing 70 or 80% of her tongue, and no teeth, as you heard on the show earlier. And we're going to follow her story as a Julian's person as well. Well, joining me in the studio is James Kleiber, who's been a dentist for 6 years, who's got, I'm sure, strong views on this. He's from Romsey and a newsmaker who called in after our Inside Out special to talk about oral cancer. James, thank you for coming on the show.
Good morning.
Really good to see you. So, I mean, Sonia's story is a salutary lesson to all of us, isn't it? Is get down and have that checkup.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, these days, a lot of people are leaving their checkups over 6 months, and it shows that it is important to come back to your dentist regularly, as regularly as possible, to get checked out. It's not just about tooth decay and other smaller problems. They do every time do an oral cancer check.
More than one person dies from mouth cancer every 5 hours, so that's quite a statistic as well. But do you think the issue here is, if there aren't enough NHS dentists, people fall out of the habit of going to see their dentist?
I think it's a twofold thing. I do think that people are finding it hard to go and see an NHS dentist. That's certainly the case. But I think there's also a problem. A couple of years ago, there was a change in legislation where the government decided that you don't have to come every 6 months. Now, I think that this was misread by the general public in many ways. And a lot of people thought, well, if I don't have to go 6 months, they're leaving it a bit longer than that. And people feel uncomfortable after they haven't been for a little while, because they feel almost embarrassed, I think, to go to the dentist if they haven't been for a while.
And so you then get into the guilt trap, because you think, I haven't been, therefore,
precisely.
If I go now, they're going to tell me off. It's like going back to head teacher when you've not been for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dentist will not tell you off. I mean, they'll be glad to see you again, because they're doing their best to look after your general health.
Right.
It's up to the dentist to tell you if you don't need to come every 6 months. It's not a decision that you make yourself. And actually, most of the general population do need to come every 6 months to keep themselves healthy and maintain everything.
Good point. You work for a year in a facial surgery unit in a London hospital, so you've seen oral cancer from many different perspectives.
That's right.
Hearing Sonia earlier, you know, there's so much to cope with, isn't there?
There is. And the thing is, if it's caught early, then it can be treated far more minimally. And the problem is, if it's caught a lot later, it's much more destructive, because it spreads through the lymphatic system, it spreads through the muscles, and the surgery needs to be much more invasive to make sure that the cancer is clear. And if you do have to go through such a much bigger procedure, obviously, then it takes a very strong person to be able to cope with it.
What are the early warning signs? There may be someone listening this morning who's putting off going to the dentist. Is there something as a patient you can think, that doesn't feel right, that's not right?
It's not so much what doesn't feel right, it's what doesn't quite look right. And that's difficult to check for yourself.
Of course.
It's the difficult areas of the mouth for you to see. It's lateral borders of the tongue, underneath the tongue, sort of the lower areas of the insides of the cheeks. What you're looking for, dangerous spots like red spots or ulcers that aren't healing. That's a very big warning sign. But the other thing is, you know, you have to think for yourself. The big risk factors are smoking and drinking, and especially if you smoke and drink alcohol together. That exponentially increases your chances. So
when you say together, you mean like people who drink whilst having a cigarette?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why were those two put together like that?
Well, just characteristically, you know, you see somebody in the pub with a pint and a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
outside, as it would be now.
Outside nowadays, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are very many studies done now to show that, you know, smoking increases your chance of oral cancer, drinking alcohol also increases the chance of oral cancer, but put them together and it just exponentially rises hugely.
Really?
Yes.
Fascinating. Okay. Thank you very much for coming on the show, James. And I expect we'll talk again. I know you felt so strongly about this that you rang in after the Inside Out show. And we'll follow Sonia's story as well. And I mean, the treatment, if you catch it in the early stages, is far more manageable, isn't it? I
think exactly, exactly. Yeah. Which is why you just need to keep going to have these checkups, let the dentist have a look, and catch it early. That's the main key.
Good for you. James Kleiber, a dentist from Romsey, one of our newsmakers, he picked up the phone and dialed 0845 30 30 961. Thank you very much for doing that. That's one of the stories we're chasing this morning on this show. We're also